5.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. That was Jeremy Loops, Till I Found You. Well, I found you, and you found me, and we together found Miss Nay Cotton and Tiara Governor. We're all together on a Friday morning in the studio at the Lifestyle Center. And what, right now, the Lifestyle Center is without doubt the center of Ballito. Yesterday was First Thursday, yeah. And you were there.
Absolutely. Of course I was here.
Tiara was not there because she was working hard here and then had to quickly dash away and save the planet because that's what we do. So what was on the agenda yesterday?
Oh my gosh, like First Thursdays are absolutely amazing at Ballito Lifestyle Center. And there's so much going on here besides just the good vibes. And I'm going to tell you what's in it for you. Because Lifestyle Center actually has a birthday this year.
Yes,
right?
They do.
You want to tell us about that, Tiara? Like, how old is Lifestyle Center turning?
They are 21.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I remember very clearly, because I'm that old, that when it all began. And it was quite a genesis, I got to say, because Ballito 21 years ago was a tiny little spot.
Yeah, so I've heard.
It was a popular spot. It always has been as a holiday place.
Yes.
And a retirement place. Mm-hmm. And a place, a lot of folks sort of came down to coastal towns. Towns like Ballito, yes. To kind of escape from stuff, you know. Maybe
yes.
It was just pressure. Maybe they were injured in some way. You know, we'll talk about mental health in a moment.
100%.
But a lot of folk opted for a coastal climb because it's so much more gentle.
That's right.
And you know, the mental health issues, although very real, tend to get naturally less damaged, if you like, at a slower pace of life. So that was
100%,
Ballito.
Yes.
And then it started to become a lot more popular.
Yes.
And the Lifestyle Center was kind of a response to more folk moving into the area. And it was originally going to be just a little strip mall. You know what a strip mall is?
Yes, very tiny, just the necessities.
You actually just kind of, if you can imagine a row of stores, maybe a rectangle or a half rectangle, and then parking in the center.
That's
so you
it.
Could just literally almost drive to the door of wherever you want to go. That was the idea.
Yes.
Convenience. Drive as close to load up your groceries or whatever and then go home.
Yes.
So there was no wandering through arcades and things like that. That wasn't really on the agenda. And that's how it started. And it was fabulously successful from the get-go because, well, there wasn't much else, you know, really.
Yes, small and town, like a farm life almost.
Yeah. But I'll tell you how clever the Renkins and their team have been over the years, because things change, and they change rapidly, and if you're not ahead of the curve, you're behind the curve, end
100%.
Of the day. And what happened was, ultimately, things, like they do, grew and continue to grow today.
Yes.
And there was competition, big competition, across the road. And almost overnight, all of the sort of anchor retail tenants kind of disappeared.
Yes.
And the center had to be reimagined. It could have been a disaster had it been in less capable hands. But the guys did a magnificent
Absolutely.
Job. And what they created here has become almost an icon of what South Africans want and what
I
works.
Agree. I 100% agree.
So 21 years later, here we are. And that first Thursday was a celebration to a degree. And you were there.
Yes, of course. And I love what you're saying about, you know, Ballito almost being this little hub for taking a break and just having some self-care and some self-love. Because the beach for me represents peace. And if I need a mental break, like a mental health break, I go to the beach. And Lifestyle Center is so close to the beach. I feel like the staff here, they have that almost chilled vibe where you're going to get the best experience. When you walk in a store, you're going to feel that peace. So Lifestyle Center for me is that peace, but it also was a vibe. Last night, there were so many promotions that were going on. There was amazing late night shopping. There was sampling of delicious food, Thai food, and some nice fried food and wine tasting.
What is your favorite?
Ooh, the wine tasting, of course. I need a break. I definitely went on wine tasting. What was your favorite that was on show last night that you wished you could have seen or
Probably
been a part of?
The Wedgwood tasting.
Oh my gosh, yes. If you have not stepped into Wedgwood, They sell and specialize in nougat and ice cream. That ice cream changed my life, literally.
It changed mine as well. I have to then go on a fast.
Oh, no.
No, no, because if you have another of those ice creams, you will see. You won't be able to fit into that lovely pink frock.
I had ice cream last night at First Thursdays and the day before. I just had to come back for it. It was so good. And I guarantee you, next First Thursday, you have got to be here. But why wait one entire month to celebrate with Lifestyle Center? You can get onto the Balito Lifestyle Center social media. You can search Lifestyle Center Balito. Go onto their page and you will see you can stand a chance at winning up to 21,000 rand in center gift vouchers. Imagine!
Whoa. So
okay.
Excited.
Okay, let's all get entering right now. We'll be
yes.
back.
Switch to the future of radio with our digital stream. Enjoy seamless tunes and talk shows via Bluetooth on the Radio Life and Style app. Available now from your favorite app store.
The heartbeat of Balito 88.0.
Adams, off the album On a Day Like Today, Inside Out. Well, yeah, we've been a little bit inside out and upside down, but we're back now. We have a new member of the team just joined us today. It's, what's a cute little Yorkie or whatever, tiny dog that one of our team has brought in with. You know what? I like animals more than people. So.
Same. I'm a dog lover. The more dogs, the better. Honestly.
Well, then no doubt we'll get on famously. A woof. Okay. So we've gone from the Lifestyle Center and First Thursday,
yes,
to a new topic which I have completely forgotten about because I was thrown by the dog, and I'm very happy.
You were distracted by the cuteness, but I've got you, Dave. We're going to be talking about something that has been trending this week, which is Pink October. But before we get into Pink October, Tiana actually has something really important that she would like to talk about, and that is the Life and Style magazine that we have all over Balito and the Lifestyle Center. You want to tell us what's happening?
Yes,
what exciting is going on?
So as we were speaking about the Lifestyle Center, you know, it's their 21st birthday.
Yay.
And you can look out for our next magazine to find the story about how the center started and everything about the center in that magazine.
That's awesome.
And it's about to come out, so it's so exciting. We can't wait to see the new one and put it out there.
I can't wait as well. And I think it's so amazing to hear about not only the history of Balito Lifestyle Center, but Balito itself. If you are one of the Balito locals from way back when it was just a little town, you can read about the history of how your amazing town has grown and possibly even feature your business. How can I feature my business in this next magazine?
So you can contact our center at the number is 032-946-3112, or you can email info@lifeandstyle.fm.
Amazing.
And we'll give you the details and help you, guide you through how you can feature in this next beautiful magazine.
I absolutely love this magazine. I have each season on my coffee table. So even if you are just wanting to have the beautiful aesthetics of a gorgeous magazine, get a hand on one of them.
And I'll tell you what, it's not just a Balito magazine now.
It
has literally gone certainly national because it features in all the posh airport lounges around
Love
the country.
That.
Cape Town, Johannesburg,
100%.
Durban, and beyond, by the way. So it's taking Brand Balito to a much broader audience, but an audience which consists of, instead of a local community, which we love, it's a community of interest. So, you know,
a growing community.
People that love Balito, that come to Balito, that invest in Balito, but maybe live elsewhere or travel. Discerning people. And you know why? Because our advertisers are those that really, I suppose, have been selected because they're kind of on trend with the way we develop our brand. And they then in turn find the market that they're looking for directly.
Yes.
And the response, of course, means it's a win-win. And that's the genesis and the reason for.
Absolutely.
And hopefully for many, many years to come, we'll be carrying that Balito flag to the rest of the world.
Beautiful. I would definitely
and
want
you
my
should
business
be in that magazine.
I should be in there. I should have a feature.
you and Tiara on the cover.
Oh, cover girls. I would love that. That would be probably our next trending topic. We will take the magazine by storm. But getting back to our trending topic of the week, being Pink October, I'm not sure if the women and men in the workspace, have you been dressing up wearing your pink? Have you seen any pink bows on anybody's shirts this week? Have you guys?
Oh, I don't wear pink much at all.
You don't wear pink? Oh, I'm currently wearing pink. I am representing Pink October. If you're not sure what Pink October is, it is the month where we rally together as men and women, girls and boys, in support of creating awareness around Breast Cancer Month, Breast Cancer Awareness. And an amazing campaign or viral trend that has actually been going on for quite some time, since 2014, if you've ever visited France. I haven't visited France. Have you visited France, Tiara?
No, I haven't, Dan, unfortunately.
Have you been
to
France? No.
Well, if you have visited Paris, France, of course, you will go to the Eiffel Tower. And during the month of October, the Eiffel Tower is lit completely pink. It's a pink, a beautiful landmark that is there to represent the beginning of Pink October month. And you might be asking, what can I do to create awareness around breast cancer? It's just speaking about it, wearing your pink, having a conversation with women in your lives, whether it be your mom, your sister, your auntie.
You know what I find is so, well, I don't want to use the word frightening because it doesn't need to be necessarily. It just needs to be real.
That's right.
You will definitely know someone.
Yay.
Who either personally is fighting the battle or knows someone that is or has. It's that ubiquitous now. I don't know whether it's the modern lifestyle, the foods we eat.
Or maybe the stress.
All of the negative factors that have fed into this pandemic, which it is. And there's been a huge body of work and continues to be a huge body of work towards the fight against cancers of all kinds, but particularly breast cancer. And one needs to support that because, as I say, it is, well, you know, there but for the... And it's not just... A female issue, if I could use that. Men get breast cancer
absolutely, as well. Absolutely, that's
right. Yeah, yeah. So don't believe that it's never going to happen to you or someone you love. It very well can and probably, I don't want to frighten you, but probably will. This is the statistics we're talking about. So we're all in this thing together.
Yes, I agree. And it is the reality of the situation. Not to scare you, but just to be aware because knowledge is power. If we look at some of the statistics in France alone, 60,000 new cases of breast cancer are being discovered. And
60,000, that is phenomenal. 000. But you know what's important is early detection.
Yes.
Because then the chance of recovery or of beating this thing
is much higher.
Is so much higher.
And I want to encourage you as well that 9 out of 10 women who detect breast cancer early on, they have a better chance at recovering. 9 out of 10. So I would definitely
go and get a checkup.
Yes. And some people might be a bit scared. I myself was someone who would be like, oh, I'd rather not know, you know. Yeah. I'd rather not know. But if I detect it early, I have a basically 90% chance of surviving or recovering. And where, do you know where we can get our breasts scanned?
You can get it anywhere. Go to the you can go to Albelito and check there, or you can go to any medical practice and you'll be able to.
I think wherever they've got a radiology department. Yes. Yeah.
Even your nearest Clicks, your nearest Dis-Chem, they do offer breast cancer scanning. That's amazing.
Okay. Well, there it is. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to find, apparently.
Not at all. I would definitely recommend anyone, if you experience some type of irregularity, and you can do your health checks as well. You can lift up your arm, check for any lumps or bumps, anything that's not usual for you. And rather than being scared, speak to someone about it.
Yeah.
Seek that help.
Absolutely. That's so important. Early detection, there's nothing to be frightened about, really. Ultimately, it's reality.
Yes. You know, and we are breaking the stigma of that fear. Every moment you see someone wearing a little pink bow or something pink in the month of October, just know we are standing for all women who are currently affected, recovering, or in remission. We have got your back this pink October.
Amen to that.
Suzuki Salt Rock. We love our customers and we love our Dolphin Coast community. As a family-owned business, we're passionate about supporting your motoring needs with new and used car sales, genuine parts, and an expert service center. We even offer collection and drop-off for our service clients. Visit our dealership in Umhlali Village opposite Cindy's and view the Suzuki Salt Rock Facebook page for the latest deals today.
So act like like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, little sucker. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Sabrina Carpenter, please, 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 in support of the Pink Project.
Yes. Please, please, please get your early detections this month in Pink October. But October is not only the month for breast cancer awareness and supporting all those fighting that fight. It is also World Mental Health Day next week. And mental health has been a trending topic for all generations. And some people have some controversial opinions about what mental health is. And I think we've got a good set of generations in the studio today. So
being ageist now.
Never. So yes, mental health is something that is absolutely important this month, and I just want to hear from you, Dave. When you hear someone talk about, oh, my mental health, what comes to your mind?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think, look, the reality is that we are in a society, I think, that's so completely manipulated by social media,
right,
and messages from beyond that put so much pressure on the individual,
yes,
to be better,
yes,
because they see other people living better lives, looking better,
yes,
doing, and what's wrong with me, and the pressure,
mm-hmm,
of that,
mm-hmm,
and then you get the cyberbullying on top of that, where,
yes,
you don't like
terrible.
There's so much more than ever before, and I think this has led to an absolute, you know, plethora of folk coming into contact with the kind of messaging that creates ultimately the mental angst,
yes,
that leads into neuroses and
yes.
I believe that, I don't want to sound alarmist, but if you talk to the medical support teams that we're blessed with in terms of medical response teams,
yeah,
the number of suicides that they attend to, or attempted suicides, which no one talks about, but it's frightening.
It's really frightening.
It's much more ubiquitous than one would imagine,
mm-hmm,
purely because mental health issues tend not to get too much attention.
That's right.
Yeah, because you don't want to talk about that.
Yes.
And you know, like in my generation particularly, it's a kind of post-Victorian. We keep stiff upper lip. We don't mention the war.
Yes.
No. So it is, look, it's a bit, for an old older generation, maybe they say, "What the? Just get on with it, you know."
Yes, just
nonsense.
Be strong. You
yeah,
know?
Just grow up, man up, and do your thing. But it's so much bigger than that.
I agree. Yes, and you are so right. I think never before have we experienced a society where there's so much information that's available to us. And you are absolutely right. When I see my friend posting about their new car and their new business, I'm happy for them. But automatically, I also think, what about me? I'm a little bit behind. What's wrong with me? And my mental health might take a knock, especially if I am holding myself to the stigma about if I am suffering from depression or if I'm suffering from bipolar, any type of mental illness, I am weak. And that is not the case. Because as you said, speaking about the real fear and pandemic that is people taking their lives on a daily basis, it's preventable. Mm. It's treatable.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if there was just more realization that there is enormous beauty and love and care and gentleness in the world in terms of support, that if you turn away from the materialistic, overly gauche and brash messages on social media and in ordinary society, in every advertising billboard you look at telling you to be this or that or the next thing, maybe start looking towards what the old masters were trying to explain forever, and those messages being carried forward by marvelous folk into the 21st century and beyond. It's more relevant now than ever before. Find yourself a sanctuary. You know, maybe that's just a good friend who understands that the reality of life is not having stuff. It's just being.
Just being. And a human.
And you are complete on your own. And if you're surrounded by negativity, break away from that
and
find positivity. They're there. It's there. It's there for you to find.
Yes.
Whether it's a spiritual or a religious or whatever that you can find, I suppose relief is a word, or just comfort and refuge in, and immerse yourself in what is really important. Because ultimately, this is a journey. Mm-hmm. It ends much quicker than you think.
Mm.
And ultimately, you take no material stuff with you.
That's true.
You know, whatever you've got right now, you're going to say goodbye to. It's a fact. Think about it. Your most precious possession. You're going to lose it at some stage.
Yes, that's right.
But what you will take with you on the journey, for sure, is love.
That's right.
And kindness and gentleness. And ultimately, when you talk to folk at the end of the journey and you say, you know, what do you regret?
Ooh.
It's always the things that they didn't have time for, maybe.
Spending
too much time at work and worrying about this and worrying about
that's
instead
true.
Of just surrounding yourself with what's really important. Because if you think about this, if you got a diagnosis to say this was your very last day on the planet because unfortunately the aliens are coming and they're going to take you to
touch wood, no apocalypse.
What would you do with that, with those last hours?
Oh, I love that thought.
That then focuses on what is really important in your life. Who would you be with? Who would you speak to? Who would you reach out to? What would you do? Would you go and buy a new outfit?
Or
probably not. You there? That is a good idea. You know, it's a one way to focus. What? Who is important to you?
Exactly.
What is important?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's also this viral trend that's going around where an interviewer goes and speaks to the elderly on the street asking, if you had more time, what would you do? Exactly as you were speaking. And many people would say, I would work less. I would travel more. I would tell my family how much I love them. I would have conversations with my kids. I would mend relationships because we are social human beings. And as much as we tend to be antisocial or introverted and socially awkward, we may hide behind our phones or social media. There is nothing like that human connection. So I have a question for you, Tiara. Actually, working in social media, when was the last time you took a social media break?
I don't think ever. It's a 24/7 job. You just got to keep at it.
Yes, but do you think that there will be any benefits to you maybe just taking a break from socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, seeing what everybody else is doing? How do you think that could affect your mental health?
It does get overwhelming at times, but eventually you work through it and you get used to it. Like, it becomes part of your daily routine.
Yes, yes.
That it doesn't bother you anymore. You just, you know, go with the flow and keep up with it.
You're one of the top cookies I see. But for some of us who might be affected by our social media, for me, what I love to implement is just changing my algorithm, maybe searching for specific content that is uplifting and motivating. Rather than comparing myself to others, I need to build myself up through my social media. What am I consuming on television, on radio, on the internet?
Yeah, it's as important as your diet. What are you eating?
True. What are you feeding yourself?
Get on to that
yourself?
Next week, maybe. We're out of time. But it's been real. We've been you call this show the what?
Rough Friday. It's all about the vibe.
There we go. She says it the best.
There we go. Rock and roll. The weekend is ahead. Miss Nay Cotton, Tiara Govind, are very, very lucky to be chatting to you on a Friday morning.
Thank you,
Dave. Morning show continues.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen my flip-flop?